This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The New York Times is reporting that U.S. President Donald Trump paid just $750 in federal income taxes the year he won the presidency and another $750 in his first year in the White House. The Times reported on Sunday that Mr. Trump paid no income taxes at all in 10 of the previous 15 years, largely because he reported losing much more money than he made. The Times also reported that the president is fighting a decade-long battle with the Internal Revenue Service over a $72.9 million tax refund that he claimed and received after declaring huge losses. In response to the findings, Alan Garten, a lawyer for the Trump Organization, said that, this is a quote, "most, if not all, of the facts appear to be inaccurate." He also said, quote, "over the past decade, President Trump has paid tens of millions of dollars in personal taxes to the federal government, including paying millions in personal taxes since announcing his candidacy in 2015. Unlike his predecessors in the White House, Mr. Trump has refused to release his personal tax records while running for office. He also shielded them while serving as president. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Sunday called for a de-escalation in fighting between Moscow's ally Armenia and Azerbaijan following a military flare-up between the countries over a territorial dispute. The Kremlin says Putin called for an end to hostilities during a phone call with Armenia's prime minister. And Iran on Sunday also called for an end to the fighting and said it was ready to facilitate talks and a ceasefire between its two neighbors. Iran has an Azeri-speaking community of over 10 million and an Armenian community of just under 100,000. VOA News.